Podcast this week is brought to you by Bloke and a Bar Beer.
Klutzy, I have been abstaining from blokes for a little bit too long.
Oh, dude.
And it's all coming to a head.
Oh, dude. I know exactly what you were talking about.
This Saturday, obviously, Josh and I will be taking part in the Podcast Royale. In preparation for the fight, I've given up the one thing that means most to me in life, and that is Bloke and a Bar Beer. And there's one thing that I'll be doing as soon as that bell goes in the final round.
Yeah, you can be rest assured that we will be fucking smashing so many blokes down our throats come Saturday night.
Yeah, and probably Sunday.
And Sunday.
Maybe even Monday.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm going on a bender.
Yeah, we might go on a bender. Yeah,
we might go on a bender.
Maybe we should record a few eps, get ahead, and just go on a bender.
Yeah, fuck. I think we deserve it.
Yeah, I think we deserve it as well. And I think if you're listening to this, you deserve it.
Yeah, fucking oath. You deserve to go on a bender with blokes down your throat with Bloke and a Bar Beer.
That's
so
it.
Make sure you head to bloke.shop.
Blokeandabar.com.
Blokeandabar.com, sorry. You can also go to bloke.shop. They probably got some merch there too.
They do.
But go to bloke.com. Go to the store locator and put in your postcode to find where your nearest stockist is.
Get some bloke. You deserve it.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
The podcast this week is brought to you by Domino's.
It is brought to you by Domino's. Now, as you know, Klutzy and I have been hard training for the Boxing Royale, which took place over the weekend. Domino's hit us up today and we're like, we've got a bit of a reward, boys, for all your hard work. We really want you to treat yourself this week. Ooh. So they've come to us with a new code for us to share. But we thought, you know, let's share it with the frothies as well. Why not? Like, they didn't specify saying that it's not for everyone else.
Yep.
Now, the code is BBB. B, there's four B's. Just I wanted to like just emphasize that to make sure people know I'm serious. Four B's, WK,
okay.
Which stands for Boost Week.
Basically.
BBB Boost Week. So for this week only until Sunday, you can get one pizza for 30% off, two pizzas for 40% off, or three pizzas for 50% off that code.
That's fucking incredible.
It is fucking incredible, Josh.
It is so good. And I think we have earned a lot of pizzas.
Yeah, I might have 50,000 pizzas this week just to make up for it.
Yeah, what? So that's like, you're only going to pay for like 25,000
of worth. Yeah, okay. So we're essentially making money.
Yeah, exactly.
You're getting 25,000 pizzas for free.
When you do bike maths, it's essentially you're eating for free for the rest of your life.
The more you eat, the more you make.
Fucking oath.
So if you want to make money this week, go to Domino's and use the code BBBBWK. Bloody brilliant sports. You're like, I can't see your eyes, guys.
It's true.
Try that again.
Can you hear this? Ready?
Bloody brilliant beers. Bloody brilliant beers. Bloody brilliant sport.
And welcome back to the Bloody Brilliant Beers podcast brought to you by Blue Bet.
That's Klutz. I'm Dars. We are the Bloody Brilliant Beers. We started out reviewing craft beers on Facebook, and now we bring you the conversations that you more than likely hear from the front bar at your local. Happy Thursday, Klutzy. Where are we, mate?
Fucking oath, mate. We're at the Caxton Hotel, and it's finally stopped raining for a little bit.
Yeah, we're bringing the energy. We're joined, as always, by our good mate, Crow, Jack Cronin. How are you, mate?
Very well. Happy long weekend to all.
Yes, happy long weekend to all indeed. This is our weekly sports show where, as always, we'd say if you're here for a breakdown of stats and analysis, we'd ask that you kindly
fuck off.
Kindly fuck off.
Yep.
How are we, gentlemen?
Fucking good.
Very well. It's a big weekend for sport in the Olympic City. We have AFL on Thursday night, Broncos Cowboys Friday night, and the Reds on Saturday night.
Wow.
All in Brisbane.
We just recorded our show for Monday coming up, so this is going to be a little bit like out of whack. But how weird is it that the Broncos Cowboys on Good Friday, meaning that the Caxton won't be open
after
the game.
True. Like,
ridiculous.
It's just weird. What do you do pre and post game at Suncorp?
I don't know, pray.
Sit at home.
Stations of the Cross.
Yeah,
Stations of the Cross. Lent's over. Let's fucking dig in, cunt.
Sit at home and drink as many blokes as you can.
Yeah, exactly. It is fucked. I remember working in hospitality when this used to come around, and we were like, why are we open today?
Yeah.
Why are we open? And they're like, oh, well, you know, still can get some sales and shit. It's like, sweet. I'm on like fucking 60, 70 bucks an hour.
Yeah.
Doing absolutely nothing. So ridiculous. The thing that I find the most fucked is you can serve alcohol, but the rulings around it are fucked.
Yeah, you have to have like a knife and fork and shit.
Yeah, you got to have a knife and fork with a meal.
That's still a thing.
Yeah. So you have to have a significant meal, so it can't be a bowl of chips. You have to have a knife and fork with it, and you can only have piss an hour before and an hour after you consume the meal.
Crazy that they can get away with calling the food at Suncorp Stadium significant meals.
Yeah.
Fucking hot dogs that cost $14. Like,
I don't know, shout out to Hans. That thing fucking fills me up.
There's about as much nutritional value in that budgie smuggler cushion than there would be in a fucking Hans hot dog from Suncorp Stadium.
Oh, but fuck, it tastes good.
Oh, fucking I love the taste of them. That's, yeah, don't get me wrong. I thought I'd start off this week's show with a little bit of show and tell, boys.
Yeah, awesome.
I know last week I spoke about wanting to get the Broncos vintage jersey and not being able to get my hands on it. But I had a thought. Obviously, I went online. They were sold out. But I live quite close to a Rebel Sport. Went on to Rebel Sport and saw that Champside had stock. So I was in there the next day. Have a go at this.
Oh, yes.
That is beautiful. Fuck,
that is so good.
It is fucking beautiful.
I love that.
I'm holding the Broncos 2024 vintage jersey, which is a remake of the 94 jersey.
Yep, 94. I believe. Yep.
Diamonds on the front, collar. Fuck, it's hot.
That's fucking awesome.
I can't wait to wear it on Friday or tomorrow if you're listening to this for the Broncos Cowboys game. But yeah, it's basically what I think it basically has is all of the features of probably the horniest jersey on earth.
Yep.
Yeah, diamonds. That is a stunner. I can't wait to see it on
diamonds collars
tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Yep.
Reece Walsh, as we were talking about off air, and Crow said, I can't believe we've been robbed of the fact of seeing Reece Walsh in the Diamonds.
It's the worst thing the Panthers have ever done.
Yeah, it really is.
And the worst thing the May family has ever done.
Yeah. And, oh, my God. That's fucking that's saying something cool, as well. Hey.
Yeah, I wasn't happy.
Yeah, no, not good at all. And it's divided a nation. It's divided the rugby league community. It's divided NRL 360, which doesn't fucking take much because those cunts dribble so much.
Yeah.
But
it's been raining all week in Brisbane. Brisbane's been crying over the fact. I just hope they wear it on another occasion, not just this Friday night, and we do get to see Reece Walsh in it.
Surely when you put that much hype into a jersey, you have to wear it more than once.
Yeah. I guess two or three.
I'm going to wear the fuck out of mine if that helps.
Although
magic round 3 days straight.
Yeah.
In saying that though, Jeeps used to put a lot of hype into their Ronald McDonald Day.
Some of those jerseys were
holy shit. Jeeps used to run out, and I used to feel bad for JP and Ruan Smith. They're two professional football players who plied a lot of their trade down at Jeeps. They're both big South African props.
Yep.
And when they used to go out, there was one year where Jeeps is blue and green.
So this is a special jersey. It's Jeeps
special jersey for
Ronald
McDonald because McDonald's sponsor.
Yeah.
And they went out there and it was bright yellow.
Yeah.
With like red shorts, maybe.
It was like the Ronald McDonald clown outfit.
Bro, yeah. They looked like clowns. And then the next year, they looked like jelly beans.
Yeah.
And it was just like was all crazy. The forwards, bro. When you're putting them in that sort of shit,
yeah.
You really need to think of the boys.
Yeah. It's not flattering.
Yeah. So.
Need some vertical stripes, some slimming.
Great cause, but thank fuck we don't wear that fucking jersey anymore because it was horrendous. One other thing I wanted to bring up as well, just on jerseys actually.
Yep.
Crow, off air last week, we spoke about mystery boxes.
Mm, yes, we did.
And vintage stuff and how we both don't do it. We went into great detail about how we both don't trust vintage
mystery
boxes.
Yep.
Yeah, the mystery boxes, particularly vintage stuff, because it's probably just shit they can't get rid of.
Yep.
I was strolling down memory lane thinking of good times with great NFL players.
A great place to be, memory lane.
I was playing Madden. And then after I played Madden, it was about midnight and I was doom scrolling on Instagram. And
flat out day.
Fuck yeah. It was... when it came to my attention, there was this page and they were doing a mystery box page. And I was like, oh, fuck. Had a look at the post, had a look at the names. And I was like, wow, these are fantastic names. Did the maths. And I was like, there's a very high chance you get this. And then they were like, oh, there's a whole bunch of other guys who we won't name because they're high profile players. And they'll be a surprise when you get it. And I was doing the maths. I was like, fuck, there's a good chance that I just get a ripper signed jersey from some cunt in the NFL.
Yeah.
So I'm awaiting. There was a number 5 as well. Number 5 is my playing number in Union. And I was like, holy fuck. Like, I have to get this. If there was a 19, I would have got that as well. Because that's also my birthday and my reserve number whenever I'm on the bench.
Yep.
Which is quite often. So I was like, fuck. Thank God there's only the one available.
Yep.
Was hoping to have it here today, but next week I will probably come and unveil that and show you what one I got, and we can both break down how good of a person that person is.
So it's an actual match worn.
It's a. I'm not sure if it's match worn, but it's definitely like a signed jersey on the number. Like it looks
unreal.
I've had a look at a fair few from this page. I think it's NFL Helmets Down Under. I fucking love their shit. They get some awesome stuff over. Not an ad.
Shout out.
Shout out to you. But I'm very excited to unveil that. I was really hoping it would be here today.
I'm very keen to see this now.
Yeah, fuck. So I'm not sure who I get, but...
Talking about jerseys and stuff, I've been seeing a fair bit online, other podcasts and such, basically saying that it's unacceptable for like fully grown men to wear their club's jerseys. Where the fuck do you boys sit on that? Because I think that's
dumb as
hell.
We've had this discussion with Donnie last year. I don't mind it.
Wear away. Yeah. I don't see the harm. Like, oh, but you think you're out there playing. Like, clearly not. No, yeah. Bruh.
Definitely not.
I do like wearing old jerseys nowadays, but like, I love people wearing the jerseys.
Fucking oath.
And the only one I think is a bit funny is the AFL Guernsey looks a little bit funny.
Yeah. See, I'd never wear a singlet anyway.
Yeah, I wouldn't wear a singlet.
Yeah.
But still, like, people support the team.
Yeah, wear a t-shirt underneath it and shit. Yeah. Play on.
I love seeing it.
You've just got in my head there, Crow, talking about Magic Round. I don't know what jerseys I'm going to wear at Magic Round this year. I've got three Bronx jerseys.
Narrow mine down. I've got quite a few good Raiders.
Bronx jerseys. I've got two Queensland Maroon jerseys.
I might jump into my Dallas Johnson game board medium.
Fucking hell, mate. You better get on the man shakes. I don't even know if I'd fit your Dallas Johnson fucking match
Adam
McDougal,
please reach out because I need some fucking help.
Did you hear
help.
How much money he's worth now, that business?
Top 600 richest Australians.
It's like 680 top million dollars.
Top 250 richest Australians, I believe.
400 million worth of investments in
that's
a couple of years ago.
Insane.
For the Mad Dog McDougal.
That's nearly as big as our podcast network.
Yeah.
I think the Bronx will wear the Diamonds jersey at Magic Round. That would be my guess because it's their technically away jersey away game against Manly. I reckon they'll wear that.
That would be hot.
And they might wear it in New Zealand as well because a lot of teams, because you can't have gambling sponsors on your jersey in New Zealand.
True.
They've got the Star. Does that count? The casino.
Probably, yeah. And so teams will often wear like an old alternate jersey, like we wore our alternate against the Wild on Friday night. That would be my guesses.
I didn't know you couldn't do it. That's interesting. Yeah.
Can't
very interesting. The other thing we wanted to cover off from around the grounds, Crow, obviously you made your predictions on the attendance for each of the NRL games last week. How'd you go, mate?
I did. I performed admirably, I would say.
Yeah,
I thought you were very good.
So yeah, I was proud of myself. Thank you, Josh.
I was fucking very impressed.
I've got no one who does this ever, though, so I don't know. I don't really have a bar
benchmark,
to...
Benchmark, yeah. It's really groundbreaking against. Stuff,
it
isn't
is,
it?
Yeah, a trailblazer in the industry.
Yeah.
But within 5% across all eight games.
That's wild.
Closest was Rabbitohs Roosters was within 1%.
Yeah, that's insane. How far off are you? Like, in
it was 37.8 versus 37.5.
That's wild.
So very close. And this is going, I'm not going on Ticketek and stuff and looking how many tickets are.
No.
This
is what, usually Wednesday night.
Yeah,
who's
so this
playing
week I did
where
Tuesday night,
playing.
This week, when, yeah. last week, Wednesday. Yep.
Yeah.
Who's playing where? The only time I know is if, like, Broncos Cowboys for this week, I tried to get tickets like a week or two ago and there were very
sold
few
out,
left.
Yeah. Yeah.
So sometimes,
but like,
I know.
You don't need to be trying to get a ticket to know that game's going to
exactly.
sell out anyway.
Exactly. So it's a lot of gut feel and vibe. But
does the weather ever play into it? Do you ever think about
that? Yeah, I haven't been looking at the weather, so that isn't... I think the main factors are how the team's going at the time, who they're playing, the time slot, political and societal issues in the world at hand at the time. and then other things...
If the stadium smells like shit.
Maybe. And then also like stuff like I noticed in round one this year, crowds were quite up, so I was like, I might put a bit of a boost on this week and stuff.
Yep. Mm.
So that's what I'm going... Those are the factors I'm kind of working with at the moment. But I thought... I'll send this to some of my friends to see, you know, if maybe they want to have a go at it next week and we can compare. I didn't send it to my normal mates because they would have just flat out laughed it out of the room immediately.
That just bullied you.
So I sent it to some of my good friends on the Discord that we're in who are nerdy sporting guys as well and are kind of into this thing. And first response I got, this was immediately, was great stuff, mate. I've been on the phone to the Australian Federal Police and they'll be in touch shortly. That got 15 laugh reacts. So out of the gate, I'm just like on the back foot.
How many people in this chat?
Quite a few.
So is 15 like a big number though?
15's a deep. It's like a, it's a put down.
Okay.
Next one was, I've already made a spin-off game. It's guessing how many feet away from skills you have to remain at all times.
How many racks did that get?
That got 5, which I thought was slept on.
Unders for sure. Yeah, that's almost better than the first one.
Yeah. And then the last one was, I think this might be relevant for you, and it was a Google link for symptoms of autism. So I don't know if I'll be sending in that chat again.
Yeah,
probably didn't help that it was in a screenshot that was color coded based on the percentage of how far off I was. But I might keep my crowd figures to myself.
Yeah, no, I quite like it though. I'll still
say them on this this pod.
Yes, definitely.
Don't worry about that.
Definitely stay tuned to the end of the pod.
Genuinely was looking forward to getting a text message just about how close you were to everything. Like waiting.
I was like desperately looking after each game to say.
That's so funny. Shout out to Cronin. Yeah, stay tuned till the end of the pod for our tips for the week and his attendance numbers.
Yeah, fucking oath.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
So this week, if you were desperately refreshing your NRL.com website at 3 p.m., you would have seen in the Raiders team list that Albert Hopewadi was not there.
Yeah.
And unlike last week where no one could find any info on where Corey Horsburgh was, the Raiders were quite telling on what happened to Albert and why he was not in the team this week. He was out with a cooking injury, they said.
Yep. Not a Damien cooking injury.
Yes, a Damien cooking injury. And it actually came out throughout this week, I believe, probably in a paid subscription article on Canberra Times. But
probably.
He was at a barbecue with teammate Corey Harawira-Naira, and they had like a GIF showing the arm going around. This is the stuff you're getting. Not an ad, but this is the type of stuff if you're a Raiders fan. And blisters all over it. Looked dreadful. He apparently asked Ricky if he could train the next day, and Ricky told him absolutely not.
Fuck.
He's out for this week, probably back next week. But it got us thinking about some of the strangest or funniest injuries that have ruled players out of NRL games in, I guess, recent or all years.
Yeah, Cam Munster currently lengthy stint on the sideline for slipping in the shower. Yep. I was listening to, it might have been the Reggie's podcast the other day, they put a clip up saying, like, sure, he slipped in the shower. How do you slip in the shower? Now, I have at our house.
I slip so often.
Same, bro. Ours is like, we have the bathtub shower, so maybe that's a bit more slippery, but I slip all the fucking time. Not to the point of tearing my groin and not playing fucking rugby league, but
the bathtub shower, I believe, holds a bit more soap as well. You know what I mean?
Like on the ground.
It doesn't get into the...
Such a slippery surface.
It's fucked, bro.
There's been a number of times I've stepped in and fucking lost my footing. Oh, that could have ended badly.
It's also if I like that little cushiony bit right on the front of your feet, like your toes connect into it and it's real cushiony. That part specifically.
The part your toes connect into,
The foot.
Yeah.
But that real cushiony part.
Yeah.
If I center that sometimes, particularly back at mum and dad's when I was living there, holy fuck.
Yeah.
The amount of times that I'd slipped and just done like a little bit to... I hadn't done a Cameron because I could keep playing.
Keep rooting.
No, I wasn't rooting at that point.
Still not.
Still not really now. But that's okay. That's besides the point. That's just trauma. Anyway, I used to do it all the time, dude. And I'd be like, holy fuck, I'm actually going to fuck myself up here one day.
Yep.
Like, it's going to not be good.
No.
But... shout out to Cameron.
Yeah, hope you're well, mate.
Keep rooting in the shower.
Also, shout out to Cameron, who said on his pod this week, I'm still optimistic of playing. I have a chance of playing this season. And then within 10 seconds said, I'm still on track to play after the bye, which is
round
next week.
5, yeah.
So I don't know how he's optimistic of maybe playing this season and playing next week.
Who knows? Could be anything.
Good on you, Cameron.
Could be playing anytime soon. I'd love to have him back for Origin, though.
You know what that is? That's a classic, classic Queensland injury.
Siege mentality in Origin camp.
Watch him come back against the fucking Broncos and carve up. But anyway.
So good. I actually did a little bit of research on this one because I was like, fuck, I can't really remember what times anyone's done something fucking like that. The first thing that came up, it was an article from 2014 and it had a whole bunch of different injuries. The first one, Greg Eastwood, when he was at the Bulldogs, stepping on his son's toy Lightning McQueen car and he did a high ankle sprain or something.
Love that they included the fact that it was Lightning McQueen.
On his way to a Piston Cup.
Would have been a very, very popular movie at the time.
Yeah, but, fucking oath.
Yeah, I was like, fuck, that is just class.
Yeah, yeah, that's unbelievable. Unlucky. Yeah.
Yep.
I've got one off the dome. This was Jack Wyden, who you may know from leaving the Raiders to win a premiership at South's fame. He, in his rookie season in 2012, missed almost the entire year, landing awkwardly, jumping off a trampoline on a playdate at Donnie's house.
I do remember that now that you bring it up. Yeah,
Yeah, crazy.
That's what happens when you get those big Olympic-sized trampolines in the backyard.
Exactly, and you're trying to show off.
Yeah, they're probably not even like out of ground either. Like Donnie's truck, Smith's top person, has it in ground, you know, the ground dug out.
Yeah,
so
Yeah,
just fucking landing back on the grass, and next thing you know, you fucking can't play rugby league.
Nah, not good at all. Darcy, you have any?
No, I don't.
Okay, cool.
The only one that I thought that came to memory was Ben Ross breaking his arm
on the footy
on
show.
On the footy show. Oh, still haunts me to this day. Rabbits. That's fucking disgusting. That was awful. Every time I see a fucking arm wrestle these days, I'm like,
yeah, no, thank
you. Don't do that. It actually happened to one of our mates from school in New Farm Park where the boys were on the piss and the same thing happened. But anyway, that's not what we're here to discuss.
Not good.
We also have Robbie Kearns in 1999 Origin Camp. At a New South Wales bonding session, broke his collarbone falling off a horse.
Holy shit.
Out for the series.
So funny.
Bonding sessions as well, so they were maggot riding horses.
I saw something on that Fox Sports article, they mentioned that. Yep. And then at the end it was like, the horse is rumoured to be a Queenslander. I was like, that is so fucking funny. I had here, Matt Keating being bitten by a pet bulldog called Bronx.
Oh.
Now, I just found that hilarious because his brother had just gone to the Bulldogs. I'm having a look here as well. Matt Keating played 130 games for the Parramatta Eels. And once that happened, the Broncos actually started living rent-free in his head brain. From that point.
Must have been a bad dog bite to fucking miss a game.
Apparently, he was mucking around with it and a bulldog. Oh, bro, Bulldogs.
Yeah.
One of the strongest fucking grips.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Bulldogs
and
Staffies and shit, you know those Kong toys?
No.
You ever seen those? They got these toys called Kongs and they come in a range of different colours and it's based on how strong the dog can chew on it.
The red one's the strongest, blah, blah, blah.
So, they have like a red one which is meant to be for like German Shepherds and Retrievers and all that sort of shit. They have a black one that's called the Staffy Kong.
Yeah.
And it's for Staffies and Bulldogs.
Just cement.
Because it's literally like a fucking truck tire.
Yeah, and right. Like,
man, we got Staffies at home. And Staffy now, rest in peace, Cinder.
Shout out to the Squirter Boy.
Shout out to Squirter Boy.
Clutchy screen recorded something today and sent it in our group chat. And you know when like you get a message and you swipe it away?
Yeah.
And it like came down on his screen for a millisecond and he swiped it away. I was like, oh, I'm going to investigate that. So I like scrolled through frame by frame and it was a message from his mum and it was like about three times last night from the Squirter Boy. And I screenshotted that and sent it back. I was like, who's the Squirter Boy, Josh?
Yeah, apparently the dog had the runs last night.
Oh, no.
Got mum up three times when he was running around the house. It's a very, very chaotic night in the Clutterbuck household. But didn't bother my sister, apparently. So,
shout out to Squirter Boy.
Yeah, shout out to Squirter Boy. Good dog.
Great dog.
I also had here David Kidwell tripping over his daughter at an Easter barbecue and snapping his medial and cruciate ligaments, which then led to him missing the entire rest of the 2007 season.
Fucking hell.
So brutal. Fucked, dude. Similar sort of story, except not with a child, with a dog. Do you remember Willie Thomason? Will Thomason, one of the great blokes from our school. He was a year above us. I was wondering where he was one year at footy training. I was like, what the fuck? Where's this bloke gone? He was playing touch footy and a random dog went chasing for the ball and he's run over it and just done it in the park.
Oh. Fuck.
Fucking dog took out one of the best blokes. Just on your Mitch Pearce joke.
Yeah.
I saw something pop up the other day where he was on a panel with like Joey Johnson shit on Channel 9 and they were talking about like, yeah, mate, like we'll just get you to like an interview about your time. Like, so how was playing over in France? And Joey's just gone something like, yes, one of their favourite animals is the poodle. And he just started pissing himself laughing. The other guys did as well. And Mitch is there like, I was like, that's such a fucking side swipe for a midday Sunday roast.
Especially coming from Joey Johns.
Yeah, so good. Exactly. Go pass out in Toowoomba.
We've all got fucking skeletons in our closet. Exactly. Bruh.
Toowoomba
intercepted
Airport.
By Darius Boyd.
Yeah, that's good though. Crow, you have some more?
Yeah, I've got just one more. Tim Brasher falling while cleaning his ceiling fan and doing his knee out for the entire 2001 season.
Can you imagine calling the coach and having to tell him these stories? It would
so
imagine
fucked.
The head noise. Oh my God. Like, do you reckon you'd go to the hospital or call the club doctor?
No, I'd go to the hospital straight up.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
And then have to call the coach from the hospital like, bruh, fucking...
Mate, this happened.
The fan was so dusty.
Yeah.
They'd all be so skeptical as well of like, how have you actually done it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you'd still get paid your salary, right?
Like, yeah. It's like the Tommy Turbo...
Manly Corso.
Yeah, he also said did in the shower in a minute. It's like, come on, man.
And there's
yeah.
a video of him sprinting yeah. his fucking heart out.
Dude, to be fair, losing. I've been blind in the Manly Corso. It'd be a great place to run.
Oh, yeah.
Let the hair
slippery,
down.
Slippery, though.
Very slippery.
Very, very... I can see why he did a hammy.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be able to fucking pull up easily.
No, shit, no. Especially definitely when you're going the velocity that he'd be moving.
Moving on to other sports, I had a couple here. There was one that actually came out the other day that I saw. Now, Josh Jacobs, formerly of the Las Vegas Raiders.
Now a Pac-Man.
Now he's a Pac-Man, signed a four-year, $48 million deal. Something that you probably don't want to see from your new star running back is him jumping on a dirt bike on a live stream for this streamer called B-Loo. So he just jumped on this dirt bike. They attached it to an ATV, like a four-wheeler motorbike, and started driving along at a very slow pace, mind you. And he's just like sort of keeping his balance. But then he wigs out a little bit and he puts his foot down to try and stop it.
No.
And then he gets it down a bit harder than what I think he wanted to do. And the bike fucking flips over.
Oh my
and
God.
And he flips off it onto the side of the road.
Oh my God.
He's okay. He's all good. But I was like, holy fuck. Imagine that. Like, that's just an ACL injury waiting to happen there. Yeah. Or a broken ankle or something.
Broken neck.
And it made me think, I was like, something like this happened last offseason. And there was a fellow by the name of Nyheim Hines.
Yeah,
so he got
yeah.
traded to the Bills, was meant to be this like return weapon and like yep. receiving back
third,
weapon.
Yeah. Third down back.
That's it. Big plans for him for this season. He was just chilling, going roughly 10 miles an hour on his jet ski in some harbour. Some bloke's blind as fuck, going 40 miles an hour and ran into his leg.
Oh.
Because obviously your
legs
down
hang
on
the
side.
Yeah,
did his crushed. ACL.
Oh.
And I think the Bills tried to not pay his $500,000 signing bonus.
Because he was fucking...
Because he was just out jet skiing. Yeah, and he's no got his license doing nothing wrong. And they were like, oh, nah, like we're not going to pay that now. Which is pretty cooked.
Don't some of the quarterbacks in the NFL have like stuff in their contract that I'm pretty sure like Joe Burrow or Pat Mahomes aren't allowed to play basketball. Or like
yeah.
they have very strict stuff in their contract.
Yeah, certain things you're not allowed to do because it could cause
jeopardize.
Injury.
Yeah. yeah.
Which
I guess
is
when
fucked.
You're getting paid $500+ million.
Yeah, yeah. fucking like maybe just don't play
couple
basketball.
Couple of sacrifices.
Yeah, that's yeah. it. Yeah.
Couple more. There's obviously Glenn Maxwell with all these heroics
yeah.
and getting blind by swimming pools at barbecues and shit.
Yeah.
Breaking legs. But the AFL boys had some fucking good ones as well. North Melbourne player Jaden Stevenson. This is back in 2021. He just finished his rookie season. He was having drinks with a couple of mates around at his place and wanted to do a trick off the back deck on his mountain bike.
Oh.
He fell and landed on a concrete paver and fractured his hip, but was good for the preseason.
Oh,
so at least he didn't miss
respect.
Any time,
yeah,
but he
yeah,
said
yeah.
it was the most painful thing he's
say,
ever
fractured
done.
Fractured hip sounds like it would fucking suck.
So fucked. There was also this off-season, the Sydney Swans co-captain. Don't know if you guys remember this.
Yeah, I was going to say Mad Monday, wasn't it?
Yeah, Mad Monday.
Lines?
He's the co-captain. He's now out for the... it's a 9 to 12 month recovery for a rotator cuff. He was doing WWE shit with one of the other boys and he tore his rotator cuff. So now he's out for 9 to 12 months, which is basically the season.
Yeah. No, I mean, that could happen to anyone.
Yeah.
yeah
We've all been there.
Bro, I literally did my fucking... separated my AC joint Australia Day 2018 or 19, I think
it was.
Is that
when I shaved your head?
Yeah, yeah. After that, I was fucking blind.
Yeah. You were tackling Treg, weren't you?
No, I was getting tackled by him because I was trying to convince him to come back to footy. So I just kept laughing and running the ball at him. And then he fucking picked me up and dropped me and did my shoulder.
Yeah.
No good. two more. Stevie Johnson, he ended up being a Geelong great, but when he was younger, I believe it was 2003, he jumped over a fence at a Torquay pub, and he's quoted as saying, "I kept going down and down, and I was like, shit, this is a lot longer than what I remember it." And he landed, and both his ankles felt weird, and he smashed up both his ankles.
I thought you were going to say fucking something went up his ass or something there for some reason. Nah,
so fucked, but still.
Yeah.
There was some bloke as well I saw who he fell pruning a tree, and he fell onto a garden stake, and it went through his thigh. Yeah. So fucked. But the last one... I've got to read the whole thing here. Jared Grant cops a stinger. The Western Bulldogs' first pick in the 2007 draft had an interesting start to life in the AFL, hitting the headlines after being stung on the back of the leg by a stingray during a recovery session at the beach back in February 08.
Recovery?
Grant was taken to hospital where the superficial wound was treated and he was given morphine for the pain. The Dandenong Stingrays product made a full recovery and eventually made his AFL debut in round five that year, playing 81 games at the club across seven seasons. What I find so funny about this is he literally grew up as a stingray.
Yeah.
And the first thing that happens is...
got done by his own.
Civil War. Remember where you came from, bruh.
Civil War. Yeah. Don't forget your ropes. Nothing like that to keep you grounded.
Exactly. But
I love how that's a recovery session too. How's recovery? Yeah, pretty good. Someone got stung by a stingray.
So fucked. But there's so many more. The American sports ones are so good. We might delve into it another time, but... fuck, it's obviously unfortunate when there's injuries, but when it's shit like that, it's fucking funny.
There is an element of humor in it for sure.
Exactly right.
So, we're thinking about some hypotheticals that we could do for your casual sportsman. And this is one I heard briefly spoken about on another podcast, but I was thinking we could bring in for you boys. And this is, what age would you have to go back to be a record-breaking generational player in certain sports? So, going through each sport, or a couple of sports to start with, and seeing what age do you think you would have to be? So in your physical traits now, the skills you have now.
Okay. How, so if I could be as good as I am right now, so
you're
cricket.
Exactly, you have your build and everything.
Yeah.
But like, so first so one, I, rugby league.
Yeah.
What age would you be the best best rugby league player in the world?
Because obviously like 4-year-old, you'd have them covered easily.
But like 12-year-olds are bopping me.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I'm getting dropped.
Dude, I was going to say, 12-year-old rugby league player in the world.
I remember going to the school my missus teaches at to watch their, it's a school in Logan and they're quite a good rugby league school.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I went to watch their first play against, I think it was like Keebra Park or something a few years ago. And this team ran out and I was like, holy fuck, they're so big. One of my mates who was a manager at the time was like, yeah, they are. I was like, dude, like, so who have you got from this team? He's like, no, that's the seconds. And I was like, what? And then the first ran on, the first 13, and I was like, holy fuck.
Yeah, dude.
Like, these kids are fucking
getting around with
animals.
Sleeve tattoos and shit.
Well, I remember vividly playing guys who were 6 foot or taller at like Logan or Sunnybank from when we were in primary school still.
Under 12s was one of the worst years because they-
That's when puberty kicks
they
in.
They were 14.
Yep.
Probably under 11s actually is one of the worst because they're like 13, 14, some of them.
That's what I was going to say though. 11. See, I think Clutzy, you have the added advantage of actually hitting puberty and like becoming a man. So like you could probably stretch yours out a few years longer than me. But as soon as we're talking anything over 12, I'm in trouble. Like I've got the build of a 12-year-old still.
I was
going
to say like if I got fit for it, let's say maybe 15s.
Yeah.
I feel like 15s is probably
the best under 15s player in the world.
That's a big call.
Well, bro.
Dude, there's mad, like 15-year-olds. Jordan Rankin played NRL at 16.
Yeah.
Yeah, where is he now?
He's played a bit of first grade, but like, you know what I mean? Like there are 15, 16-year-olds.
Who are good.
Like that Carl Olapau who played at Joseph Suoli. Yeah. Look at what his highlights from when he was 15, man.
Yeah.
See, I'm also, but they're like, this is my, probably my bias here. My bias is they're all backs. My bias is they're all backs. I'm thinking like, so yeah, obviously I could step around and shit like that. But
so you reckon, do you reckon right now you're as good as Payne Haas was when he was 15?
Oh, I don't know. What I'm saying is, if I went back right now and played against 15-year-olds when I'm 135 kilos.
That is
you'd be playing 15 A's at school.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're the best player in the world.
Potentially. You don't know. What I'm trying to say is, like, how many 15-year-olds are going to be able to take down a 135-kilo person, particularly off the back
15
fence?
I reckon is still – there's guys strong enough. That's why I reckon rugby or league is one of the older – older ones, because the physical thing is such a big part of it.
Over
skill. So your size at some point, you'd be so dominant because you're so much bigger than all of them.
Like you put Clutzy in under 10s, literally no one
under, under 12s, under 13s even, I'd be like, piss take.
But yeah.
14s or 15s.
I reckon golf would be an interesting one. Like I'm not-
golf was on my list.
I'm not very good at golf, but if you think about like a 7-year-old, like I'm going to be fucking better than him.
I was thinking for Clutz, would it be toddlers?
Yeah, I don't know.
Look at Tiger Woods when he was like 3.
Yeah, that's actually true.
Yeah, even young Klutz falling over trying to hit a ball.
The thing is, like, even the young kids, they don't hit it far, but if they hit it straight, like, they're still going to be better than us. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Yeah.
I might fucking outdrive them on the first, but in the second hole, when I hit 3 in the fucking water, they'll be fucking 4 shots in front of me.
My
next one was cricket. And I was thinking, like, I was a better cricketer when I was 13 than I am now.
100%. I reckon if you said, if you put me in a test match and said, bowl as many overs as you can, I'd struggle to get through 2.
Yeah, your back, like shoulders, your back and shoulders and go. Shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you guys played any cricket since finishing school?
Yeah,
no, I don't think so.
Not like actual club cricket or anything, but we play one game a year and before we go to the nets and stuff.
I played a couple of actual games, bro. And I remember the first time I did it, I was still working at Grilled and I played for Dale's Daredevils, one of the great winter warehouse cricket teams of Brisbane history. And I was bowling and my action, I've said it before, but I sort of sling the ball a bit. It's a bit fucking like, instead of coming past the ear, it's a real slinging action.
Yeah, yeah.
Afterwards, man, I could not, like the week after, I had to take time off work. I genuinely could not move my arm.
That is not a surprise.
I couldn't pick up a plate properly or hold a plate.
I remember going to the nets just with the boys and bowling and like second ball in, just shooting pain
down
my arm.
It was one of the worst feelings I've ever had.
Yeah. The sport that I was probably best at school was soccer, but living in Australia, like there'd be 12-year-olds in Europe who are who were better than me even when I was playing when I was 17.
Child prodigies and are crazy.
Mate, I have to go way back to be fucking the best
for soccer. I reckon 3.
Literally.
I have no foot coordination whatsoever. I'd never be able to do it.
And there'd be 3-year-olds out there who were just freaks as well.
Yeah. I think cricket, I'm going to say maybe 12.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm going
best
younger.
In the world, yeah.
Really?
Like, I was a decent cricketer in primary school and like I was playing Bs and I would be better than I am now.
Yeah.
So that means for me to be
best in the world.
Best in the world or what, like a generational player, it'd have to be against kids who are like like 6 to 8 year olds.
Yeah, like can't get it down the pitch
and
in
I'm
one
sending
bounce.
Them down the pitch and I'm bouncing them. And then like this guy, he bowls a heavy ball and he gets good bounce out of the pitch because he's 6'5" playing 7-year-olds.
But that's what I mean, bro. Like a 12-year-old, if I'm running in bowling to a 12-year-old, surely they're shitting themselves.
The best 12-year-old in the world though, I reckon he's carting you, bro. Yeah.
Have you really? Have you ever seen that footage of like 5-year-olds in the nets in India and they're playing
like proper good
picture perfect cover drives?
Yeah.
Like a 12-year-old cricketer, mate. There are guys in the Australian team like Travis Head and stuff who were playing first grade at 14.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck. You always forget that.
You're thinking about like how we used to perform at school. Like if you went back now and played the 12-year-olds that we went to school with, you'd carve up.
You'd play A's at your school, but I'm talking to be a proper where people are writing to the local paper being like, I've just seen this kid play. I've just seen this kid play at Ashgrove today. He was the greatest cricketer I've ever seen.
He hit some bloke for fucking 52 runs off one over. on the flats at Maris.
Yeah, it'd have to be almost toddler stuff.
It's interesting because there's like the physical thing, but then they're also skill like.
Yeah, which is why contact sports.
Yeah.
Like I'd be the best boxer in the world before I'd be the best of other sports that I actually played and was good at.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because physically I'd just dominate younger, tiny children.
Fuck, boxing would be funny.
It would be funny.
Boxing would be funny, bro.
Yeah. It would
I don't know
funny.
What age that would be.
Neither. For me, as I said, I'm built like a 12-year-old.
I think I'd knock out most 10-year-olds.
Yeah, 100% you would, bro.
I'm definitely not a good boxer though, but the physical thing.
Yeah.
I wonder what point physicality.
There wouldn't be too many 10-year-olds that could reach your chin.
Yeah.
Like hit that high.
Yeah, but I'd be copping a lot of punches to the cock.
Yeah. And the
one
guts.
Of my good mates, Tommy Smith, one of his like big things he always swore when everyone in the piss was like, how many 10-year-olds he could fend off, like beat in a fight. And he was like adamant, 100+ 10-year-olds he would beat in a fight. No, I was like, man, they would swarm you.
Yeah.
Have you seen Step
100 is a lot.
Are they all coming at once?
Yeah, like you're in a, like they're all like kind of.
Cax and Carpa on game day.
Gates locked. The 10-year-olds
are coming. Nowhere to be seen. Yeah. Security turning a blind eye. Yeah,
like, you're going to get tired after a while.
Yeah. But if you could pick one up and swing them around.
By the ankles.
Holy fuck. That'd be so much fun.
That would be
and
fun.
Also, like, they're not the heaviest things either.
Nah.
As I've said multiple times with my size difference to Tom Dale, the average size of a 7-year-old, of a 12-year-old male, sorry, is 46 kilos.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
That's, found that out. That's really light.
Kind of heavy though.
That's the average. So yeah, well, of course, it must be. Of course, you'd have to throw. So if we take the average, I think we'd be fine. 100 plus is quite a stretch.
A lot of kids.
I think it's like your fittest man on the planet.
Three and a half fucking classrooms worth of kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I yelled, maybe like a little, like maybe they get shit scared and that sort of sends them in waves. But
I still reckon you're fucked.
Yeah, same.
Potentially.
100 is a lot. I think you could take a lot of them, but not 100.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I feel like...
The thing is, they're not taking him down in one punch. Like, yeah. even if they all run at once...
A couple have got to go at your legs and kind of get you... Maybe get you to the ground.
Yeah, but there's a couple... The first couple are just fucking minced meat.
Who's brave enough to take the
just fucking bang. Like,
get one
sorry,
leg in
bro.
One hand, get another kid's leg in the other, and then it's fucking...
Can't you be using one as a shield and just throwing his other hand, like...
I also think I would just be launching them.
Yeah.
Like throwing them at people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You ever heard of a trebuchet from Age of Empires? Well, here I am.
But yeah, it's an interesting hypothetical. I'd have to go back to prepubescent, I think, for any sport. Mm.
I think your first thought is always like a bit older than it probably is. And then you remember.
I think the cricket one's the most fucked.
Yeah. Like I was actually pretty good at that sport at that age. I'm worse now.
Yeah.
And I was.
And I still couldn't make it in the best team at my school.
I still wasn't even that good.
At my school, not even in the city or the state or anything.
Yeah. I think a lot of these sports, it's like genuinely like 3 to 5 years old.
Yeah.
Which is so fun.
Like soccer, I think my fitness, I'm getting around the pitch well.
Yeah.
I'm a box to box midfielder.
Yeah.
Against 3-year-olds.
Yeah. But there's some. Fucking, that's what say.
The
There's some
well.
7-year-old who's just skinning you left, right, and center. Yeah, like,
I keep thinking about
down.
The league one. Do you remember when we were growing up? Carmichael Hunt had a nephew that was our age playing for Redcliffe.
No,
I think I'm not sure. For some reason, I feel like he might have unfortunately passed away now. But he was a massive, massive kid.
Yeah,
and there was all these reports about him, and it was the first time that I remember, and I'm pretty sure it was the first time where they were trying to bring in, instead of an age,
like weight.
It should be weight. Because he'd just be in this Redcliffe jersey, just literally up. Walking through entire fields.
Parting
so
the sea.
Yeah. So that was around 10.
Yep.
So 10 and 12, I'm definitely ticked off in the league.
Yeah.
And rugby in general. But fuck, that one's going to keep me up at night, Crow.
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
Have a good thing about it.
Yep. Yeah. Everyone, hope you don't lose any sleep over it.
That's it.
Righto, NRL round 4 kicking off tonight. If you're listening to this, the day it comes out. So we thought we'd bring you our tips. This will be a good game. First up, I think Nathan Cleary has been ruled out. Thursday, the 28th of March, Roosters, Panthers.
Mate, they said 12 games, and now they're saying potentially back next week.
He was originally ruled out for 12 weeks.
Cleary was 2 to 4 weeks.
Oh, Mitch Moses is 12, hey?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, they're like, Cleary's potentially back next week.
Two fucking loser New South Wales halves that we don't care about. tough game, though. Roosters are favourites.
Yeah, heavy.
Which I guess
no Fisher Harris as well.
Yeah, yeah. Fucking hell. I honestly don't know what to do. I'm going to tip the Roosters.
I'm going the Roosters.
Yeah, I'm going to Chookies as well. But shout out to Brad Schneider playing in the 7 for the Panthers, former Raider. You told me that Brad Schneider was going to be the seven of the premiers.
What's his club number?
Oh, 37. Oh, not 377. That was Xavier Savage.
That's the Bra Boys.
It'd be low 380s or high 370s. I'd guess like 381. I should know this probably because I did a design of him when he debuted. He debuted round 1, 2022 against the Sharks.
Have you got it there, Klutz, what his number is?
It's going to be between 380 and 384, I would guess.
Klutz, he's just got the master list.
380 and 384. What's his name? Oh, wow. I'm disappointed in you. You should have stayed around your Xavier Savage one. He's 376.
Oh, close, he's four Savage.
Xavier Savage, 377. Oh,
no, I'm wrong. He debuted against the Storm off the bench in 2021. That's poor from me.
Yeah,
he
did debut in 2021. I can't believe you made that mistake, you fucking idiot.
Yeah, that is, yep. But he got the seven in 2022 with Jamal Fogarty's injury.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
that is history right there.
What we really want to know, though, Crow, is how many people are going to be there.
How could I almost forget? 21575 at Allianz.
21575.
Lock that in.
You don't have to write these down, Klutz, because they're in my spreadsheet.
Yeah, good. I'm not doing that this year.
In my spreadsheet. Moving on to Friday, the 29th of March. We've got the Rabbitohs versus the Bulldogs at a core.
This is a tough game to tip.
Yep.
Very tough game.
Rabbitohs not
Rabbitohs
looking great.
Are very short price favourites here. Are.
Yep.
The Bulldogs have also just knocked off the potential Spooners this year.
Value in the Bulldogs at $2.60.
Yeah.
In saying that, I think I'm going to stick with the Rabbits.
I'm also going the Rabbitohs.
I just don't think that market price is reflective of the game. Mm. But I still think the Rabbits will win.
If not now, then when?
Exactly. Yeah, right. I think they've got to come good.
Yeah, I think the Rabbits get it done here. But if they don't, Jason Demetriou has
been
1 week to
water.
Turn it around after that, or else he's probably
gone. He's in trouble. But yeah. I've got 32,912 at
big showing.
A core. Well, it's actually trending down over the years.
There you go. Right.
Because both teams are in awful form.
Yeah,
well, I guess
fair.
The Dogs just had a big win, but the Dogs aren't good.
Yeah.
Surely the Bunnies win on fucking Easter weekend.
I know. Yeah. It's written in the stars.
It really is.
The second game on Friday night, Battle of Brisbane, the Broncos. Well, not the Battle of Brisbane, Battle of the Queensland Derby. The Broncos versus the Cowboys at Suncorp Stadium.
Do I believe it's called now the Carweb Cup?
Yeah, I think that's awesome. This year. Like that. Yeah, it's fucking the first awesome. Year. It is fucking awesome.
Geez, Broncos, absolute value there.
$2. I'm going the Coes as well.
Yeah. Reynolds in is massive. I also think Tristan Saylor is massive. Like, obviously, Walsh injured last week, so you can't bring in a replacement fullback mid-game, but I really think that's what they're missing.
My hot tip is Tristan Taylor will be your high-performance man of the match for this week's proceedings.
Yep, he's going to score a try too. That was my leg in our punk club's try score bingo for anyone out there.
Yeah.
Cowboys favourites, but... I do think the Cowboys are going well, but I just, like, they've beaten the Finns and the fucking Dragons. Yeah. Like, I know they beat the Knights.
And they played dreadfully
but,
against the Knights. They got out of jail.
Also, the Dragons were 18-0 up on them or something at the early doors of last week. So,
they're
I'm going
cold
Broncos.
Cows, that's for sure. Yeah. But they have scored 43 and 46 points, so they can score points.
Exactly. When they turned it on, they were fucking on. Yeah. But yeah, I'm
I've got 49-7-15 at Suncorp.
No breaking 50K?
I'm thinking just under.
Yeah.
At the start of the week, my gut feel was telling me over 50, but something in the wind this week.
The rain as well.
Okay. I think the rain around, no Walsh, no Haas. I'm
good
not
Friday.
Sure. Maybe
pub's
a couple
not
busy
open.
At the Stations of the Cross. We'll see.
Yeah, pub's not open. So stay tuned for that. Saturday the 30th, Super Saturday, 4:30 p.m. Wynn Stadium in Wollongong. We've got the Dragons versus Seagulls.
Yeah, look, obviously Flanagan wanting to put pride back in that Dragons jersey, so they're going to be up for it and probably going to cop a 20-point loss to the Seagulls.
Yeah, I'm tipping the Seagulls. They look good.
Yeah. Fuck Seagulls are unlucky
really
the other
good.
Day.
Yeah, they did still look really good against the Eels.
There was a try that they shouldn't have had because of a knock-on. Which, whatever, that got missed. The decision to penalise Jake Trbojevic for being in the line or whatever it was so fucked.
I don't like it because it rewards negative play, exactly. But I think it was technically the correct call.
By the rule.
And Jake does know he has to get through the line there or stop before the line.
Yeah.
So it was lazy from Jake, but I don't like rewarding
laziness.
Guys going for a milk instead of trying to genuinely attempt to make a tackle.
Yeah. And then getting the penalty.
That's just Parramatta, isn't it? Always looking for the easy way out. Yeah.
Doesn't Parramatta because they might be in the top eight. Yeah. Crow, do you have a crowd prediction for that one?
Yeah, so I've got
Stadium.
The Seagulls and I've got 13,034.
When we went to the boxing in Wollongong, we didn't actually go into the stadium, but it looks sick.
It's right on the beach.
Yeah.
But it's just always windy there for some reason.
Yeah, maybe because it's on the beach.
Yeah, maybe.
That is true. Used to be an absolute terrible place to put a fucking high bomb up on rugby league life too.
Yeah, 100%. The second game on Saturday in the real battle of Queensland this weekend, the Titans versus the Dolphins.
Yeah, this one has its own name.
At Seabus. What is this
Sunshine
one?
Showdown.
Oh, okay.
I don't mind that.
Yeah, yeah, I don't mind that either.
Titans, shout out to Dane. I would like to tip the Dolphins here.
Yeah, tough.
Oh,
game
mate,
to
if you haven't been watching much rugby league, I'm just going to tell you the Titans do not look like scoring another point this season.
Well,
you know, Titans least points through three rounds of all time.
Really?
They did have the bye, but they have scored 4 points in two games against the Dragons and Bulldogs.
Yeah, that's not great.
That is grim. And they've lost Tino for the season.
Yeah, that's big.
And Dave Fafita won't be there either.
Yeah, he's going to Canberra soon.
Yeah. Okay, well, you've talked me into it. I'll go the Finns.
Yeah. Mate, I just think the Titans are in for a very rough year.
Yeah.
And
it's their destiny.
Yeah.
Will many people show face at Seabus?
I'm a bit worried about this one. I'm counting on the Dolphins as it's the Sunshine Showdown to pull through and get them 17-3-5-9.
Yeah.
But it could be a dread. Like, I wouldn't blame anyone from the Titans not showing up right now.
Yeah, fair enough.
It screams 13-4-5-8 to me.
I would like you to do your own. Throw your hat in the ring.
Moving on to Sunday, Easter Sunday, blessed with rugby league football. We've got the Warriors Knights in Auckland. That'll be a fucking cracking game.
Yeah, it will be. Kia ora. I'll be going the Warriors.
Yeah, I'm going to go the Wires too.
I'm going the Wires too. And 23-205.
Yep, like it. Second game, the Cronulla Sharks playing Cronin's Canberra Raiders, PointsBet Stadium in Sydney. I'm going to go the Sharkies.
Are you?
Yep.
Dude, I don't like anything I saw from the Sharks last week. Yeah, the Tigers were quite impressive, I'll give them that. But fuck me, the Sharks look terrible.
I think they bounce back.
But I do think they bounce back.
Tell you what I liked from the Sharks on Saturday night, seeing Aiden Caesar on my screen again. That was fun. But I'm actually going against the usual grain. I'm tipping my Durs.
Oh, really?
Wow.
I've got a feeling.
Got a feeling.
I think it's disgusting. We are
$2.50.
We are $2.50. Sharks have like six of their pack out.
Yeah.
And if there's one thing the Raiders have going for it, it is their pack is loaded.
Yep.
We finally dropped Emre Guler. We've dropped Nick Kotrick. I think we're going to be up for this one. Jordan Rappin' his 200th game for the Durs.
Yep.
I think they win.
The boys are up and about, you reckon?
Yep. I think we win.
How many people are going to be there?
12,601.
Just to be precise. And to finish it off, we've actually got Monday night football, or Monday Arvo football. How good is that? We've got the Eels against the Tigers at CommBank. Low-key, that will be a good game too.
Yeah, tough game to pick as well.
Yeah.
Just, bro, Appy Coruscant.
Yeah, shout out.
Holy fuck. Did you see the post-match interview last week?
No. Nah.
Benji Marshall's sitting there and he's just like talking about Appy and he goes, I cannot stress how good this man is. We weren't going to bring it up, but he has gastro.
Yeah.
Just stopped talking. And they're like, he's like, yeah, he's got gastro.
That is so brave.
He looks sick as a dog.
He played the whole game. And they're like, how are you feeling now? He's like, ah. But he was just fucked. But mate, like, there's a lot of good things happening there. I think Caesar brings some stability to them. Galvin
game looks great.
Yeah. Galvin can just have a crack and Appy is just fucking awesome. I am going to tip another upset here with the Tigers to win that game.
Yeah, I've gone the favourites all week, so I'll go the Tigers.
I think as well, Mitch Moses isn't playing.
Eels aren't great without Moses.
Yeah.
And they've chosen not to play future Hall of Famer Ethan Sanders, who signed with the Raiders for next year.
There you go.
At seven. So I'm going with the Tigers.
So there's a bit of value about Crows tipping the Tigers and the Raiders at $2.64 and $2.51 respectively at the time of recording.
Yeah.
And then the Broncos at $2.04. That could be a juicy little multi for the weekend.
I did almost forget 28.665 at CommBank.
Oh, yep. Like
that was
it.
My biggest loss of last weekend. I had 26K at CommBank for
Seagulls,
Eels. Manly fans don't travel that well, I don't think.
Yeah, okay.
But I thought rivalry game, Sunday Arvo, both teams in form. I was quite surprised.
Yep.
But I've been wrong before and I'll be wrong again.
That's well, not this week you won't. I'm predicting you get 8 out of 8 within the 1 or 2%.
Exactly.
But that's probably all we've got time for this week. Another long one. Whoopsie daisies. It's almost like we like talking about football.
Yep.
And beating up 10-year-olds.
Thank you all so much for listening. We'll be back next week. Make sure you tune in to find out how good Crows crowd predictions really were.
It's literally what I look forward to every Thursday.
Thank you.
The podcast this week is brought to you by Domino's.
It is brought to you by Domino's. Now, as you know, Clutty and I have been hard training for the Boxing Royale, which took place over the weekend. Domino's hit us up today and we're like, we've got a bit of a reward, boys, for all your hard work. We really want you to treat yourself this week. Ooh. So they've come to us with a new code for us to share, but we thought, you know, let's share it with the frothies as well. Why not? Like, they didn't specify saying that it's not for everyone else.
Yep.
Now, the code is BBB. B, there's four B's. Just I wanted to like just emphasize that to make sure people know I'm serious. Four B's, WK. okay. which stands for Boost Week. Basically.
Lovely. What's BBB Boost Week?
So for this week only until Sunday, you can get one pizza for 30% off, two pizzas for 40% off, or three pizzas for 50% off
Holy
using
shit.
That code.
That's fucking incredible.
It is fucking incredible, Josh.
It is so good. And I think we have earned a lot of pizzas.
Yeah, I might have 50,000 pizzas this week just to make up for it.
Yeah, what? So that's like, you're only going to pay for like 25,000 of worth.
Yeah, so we're essentially making money.
Yeah, exactly.
You're getting 25,000 pizzas for free.
When you do bike maths, it's essentially you're eating for free for the rest of your life.
The more you eat, the more you make.
Fucking oath.
So if you want to make money this week, go to Domino's and use the code BBBBWK.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.